ranked as the nation's number one high school infielder. Delivered on that ranking by starting all 58 games for the Razorbacks and being named Freshman All-American. Her sophomore campaign has been even better. She has scored more runs than any other Razorback and has more home runs already than she did last year. What makes her even more valuable is her leadership, her energy, big hits, big moments, and big time swagger. Get loud, Arkansas. The future is now. Ella McDowell is here.
Ella McDowell is here. Good morning, Ella. How are you? Ella, are you there?
Okay, hello?
Yeah. We got you. We hear you now.
All user error on my part, Ella.
How are you, Ella?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Doing great. Game time is at 4:30 today. You wake up. How are your nerves today? You excited? You calm? It's early in the morning. It's an early start. So how are you feeling at the start of a big weekend?
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. But honestly, I'm much more excited for breakfast than I am for the game. I'm starving.
Okay.
So that's where my mind's at right now.
All right, what do we have? What are we having for breakfast? What's game day breakfast today for Ella?
Ooh, definitely some eggs, a little bit of avocado toast, a glass of milk for sure. Just whatever they're serving up at the Jones Center.
I love that you're still a milk drinker, huh? You know, Roger, as we've gotten older, we don't drink as much milk, but she's a growing girl, right? She's growing.
Yes.
So milk is on your...
Milk does about it good.
So you told us last week your routine. I think we asked you when you were on the road. Today, sort of tell us what's the plan today with a 4:30 start.
So after this, after our phone call, I think I'll go on a walk a little bit, just move around and then get dressed, go have some breakfast, and then meet up with the team. We're going to do a little bit of some movement and just getting the blood flowing a little bit.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'll take my nap.
Yep.
Probably 12:06 to, 1:15. And then I'll wake up. Go get something to eat at the field, and we're prepped and dressed and ready to go from there.
You remember, Roger, she has this unique time. She told us that on Monday. You have a unique time that you set your sleep time. It's whatever number it is. And so I expect a great crowd today. Fordham, I read a little bit about them. I know when we talked Monday, you hadn't done much research. What can you tell us about Fordham that we don't know?
Well, I saw in an interview that they like to say they're like an obnoxious and kind of a rowdy team, which is great. I mean, I like to think that we are too. So I hope it's going to be great softball for everyone who attends.
Well, it could be, if you watch Ella, Ella's a very animated, high energy. You're moving, you're dancing, you're shaking it. And so now you got this other team that apparently they're the same way. So we might get a little, what's the word? Is it choppy? What's the word I'm thinking of? Chippy. Now, football, we call it chippy when, you start pushing around. You guys don't touch each other like you do in football. But have you had teams where you sort of gets a little bit more than average where you're talking a little trash to each other or no?
Yes, but that hasn't been as much as it was like in travel ball. In college, I like to keep it professional and not
sure.
Go at the other team. Rather just enjoy what my team is doing.
Well, of course, Roger,
why do you sound like you're smiling when you're saying
that? Oh. Because I get in trouble sometimes. They got to tell me to calm down.
I think I got a clip the other day of you dancing something. You got a certain move going on. You're not going to be still. By the way, for those that don't know, Fordham is in the Bronx. It's in the Bronx, New York, so you're not surprised that you don't come in with an attitude. The head coach of Fordham is a longtime friend. She's from Hawaii. I think she's been friends with Courtney Doffel for a long time. We talked a little bit about this on Monday. Last year you did not end the season the way you wanted to, right there at Bogle against Ole Miss. Having been through this once already, does it make you have a little bit different attitude, different approach, different mindset this time around? You missed the opportunity last year. Do you flush last year and go, this is a new start, or go, I'm going to remember, this is what I'm going to do different this year, or is it the same exact approach you used last year?
I like to think it's the same exact approach as I had last year. It's kind of, for me, is just treat every game the same and,
right.
Treat every day like it's my first day here.
Yep.
So
yep.
Just hustling everywhere, just competing my butt off. It doesn't matter who's on the other side or what the day presents. just going to be yellow.
Yeah, it's and I think that's the right approach. You know, you're at home. Again, what a great time. You know, I mean, you could not be in the tournament. You could not be playing at home. The other thing is, this team is built to win. I'm telling you, today I was reading Coach Dyfel's comments about your pitching staff seems to be deeper than it was last year. Hitting wise, you got superstars up and down the lineup. It just seems nothing against last year's team, because you had a great win. Of course, Bree Ellis, one of the greatest players to ever play. But it just seems like this team is even better, and just it seems like it's well built to make a deep run.
Yeah, I can definitely agree to that. I mean, both teams are definitely so different, and I've enjoyed playing with both teams, but I can confidently say this year I'm having a little bit more fun, and I'm definitely enjoying it than I did last year.
Obviously, if you win this weekend, you obviously we're going to be hosting a super regional, and I know you can't look ahead to that, but also, too, you've had a chance to go to Alabama. You've had a chance to play at Oklahoma. What's the Bogle environment like compared to those other, or you know, Texas? I think you were at Texas this year you were at Austin. How does Bogle stack up to those, you know, home of national champion teams?
Yeah, I definitely think Bogle is up there. I mean, our fans are like no other. They show up and support us.
Bless you.
And shout out to Cole's crew right behind that home plate where they sit like diagonal from Kennedy Miller.
Right.
They are crazy. They are loud, and they're some of the best fans that I've ever seen. So they bring it every single game.
Well, think about it, Roger. When we had Hannah Gammel, Hannah was a little bit like Ella. Hannah was the rah-rah girl, and she was a third baseman too.
Okay. Oh my,
have you had a chance to be around her at all, Ella? Hannah Gammel.
Yeah, I'd say me and her are definitely friends. She's come around a little bit here and there, and. Obviously, just watching her when she was at Arkansas, it was an honor, and she did such a great job playing third base. And I just want to try to be, you know, as great and as memorable as she was.
Yeah,
well, you know what? You did a great job because, and not to say anything about her, but the drop-off didn't happen that we would go, oh, my gosh, you know what, we missed
that. As a freshman last year, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, yeah. You've done a fantastic job on that. You know, your coach has said this team is – as good as she's ever had. Now, you've been there a year. Do you feel that way? Is it top to bottom? Now, she talks about the pitching and thinks, you know, that's pitching-wise, deep as she's ever had. Do you think the team since last year, I mean, has stepped up because you're more cohesive? There's somebody great or good at every position? Do you understand what I'm trying to ask?
Yeah, I definitely think that this team is a little more well-rounded than it was last year. And honestly, I think it's just because we're just having more fun than we did last year. I think last year the expectation was this and that. And this year we're kind of just like, you know what? Whatever the day presents, we don't care. We're just going to do it together, and we're going to find a way.
Gotcha.
Awesome. Well, listen, we'll let you get off the air so you can go get something to eat. I know you're hungry. Your stomach is growling. And
drink that milk.
You're ready to whip. You know what? I don't think I check what the Fordham mascot is.
I don't know.
Fordham City Dwellers.
I want to say they're the Rams.
The Rams.
Something about
Fordham Rams.
All right. Well, listen, go get after them. Ella, we will talk to you on, I guess, next Friday. You know what, though, Roger?
What?
We're going to be
you'll be gone.
You'll be talking to Ella without me.
All right, we'll see what happens.
So, Ella, I won't be talking to you until when you're headed to the World Series. So that's when you and I will talk again. And I'm speaking it into existence, Ella. So get after him this week and have some fun. You're doing a great job. We appreciate you, and go Hogs.
Clap us out!
That's right.
All right, I mess this up every time.
You don't ever mess it up. No. We can never get. We've only been doing it for 6 years.
I think she says clap us out, and then we take.
She does.
You just
and
tell
then
us.
I follow
you
it
you
up.
Just tell us to clap us out. You. We'll
and
say
then
two
I'll
claps.
Say that.
Two
right.
claps in a suit. Yeah. All right.
Right.
So go ahead, Ella. Here we go.
Okay. All right, Morning Mayhem. Clap us out.
Two claps in a suit.
Suey.
That's it. Oh, my gosh.
That's a great sign.
We were so excited. Talked over you giving us congratulations as well. Thanks, Ella.
Thanks, Ella. Have a great weekend.
Go Hogs.
Thank you. Go Hogs.
All right. There we go.
Yes.